I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've seen Elizabeth around town in a pink wig, it almost looked like your real hair, but it is a wig because you're a big wig. You are this huge, big wig, but it's all for a good cause. And we got to get an update here because you've been looking for donations here, girl.
Yes, this is a week today. We've been doing this for a week with Susan G. Komen.
Yes.
And so many of you have stopped me out and about, which I appreciate. Because this is, it's an honor. It's an honor to be asked by Susan G. Komen and the team here locally.
You're all over.
To be a big wig.
You're all over our social media. Anytime you look up Elizabeth's social media or even on the Mix Facebook page, boom, there she is in the big wig.
Trying to fundraise and raise money for people that are affected by breast cancer. And so the campaign is going on now through April 11th. And there's other big wigs that are around town. If you see other people wearing the pink wigs, you know what, they're doing it for a good cause. And when I was most recently at the Bucks game, and then I was at Pottawatomie rocking the pink wig, what's kind of cool about it is that it's an icebreaker. People will come up to you right away and say, oh, I like your hair. Or
it really?
Is that your real hair? Or is that a wig? And then Susan G. Komen gave me this little business card. It's got a QR code on it. Yeah. And then I introduced myself. I explained, I'm Elizabeth Kay. I work here at 99.1 The Mix. And I'm raising money for Susan G. Komen. My family's been impacted by breast cancer. I'm a BRCA2 provider. Here's my card. And what's kind of exciting is that people are donating. And I'm so thrilled about that because this is going to help cover mammograms, resources, research for people that are impacted by breast cancer. And I am honored to be a part of it. And we are still asking for those donations. The goal is $5,000.
And
it's
yet.
And it, well, it's okay. It's a so competition far. With the other big wigs. I don't like making this a competition because I feel like
it's a fun competition.
Right. But we're all doing this. Right. We're doing this for a really good cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's to help other people.
Sure.
Currently, I'm in first place.
Oh, look at you. All right.
With $1,748
yeah,
raised.
Yeah, girl, you know it.
Shout out to everybody that's already donated. So many of my family members have donated. My aunts, my cousins, my uncles, people that we work with, members of the community, listeners. Really, truly, it does mean a lot. Thank you so much. And what's going to happen at the Susan G. Komen Gala coming up on April 11th is they're going to recognize the big wigs. But it's also just a fun and creative way to keep this conversation going about breast health and about taking care of yourself and knowing your risks. And this doesn't just impact women. I know we focus a lot on women when it comes to breast cancer. This does affect men as well. Knowing what the risks are, being proactive with your health, doing those self-breast exams, getting those mammograms. If you have dense breasts, getting those breast MRIs. And myself, having gone through all the preventative surgeries and things, it's just really important to know that you can have the power to take control of your health, but you need the information to know what steps you need to take.
And let's ask you this, because you have been a champion for this for quite a few years now. I know it touched you personally, and it also touched you, I mean, yourself.
Yeah, going through all those surgeries.
All the surgeries. How does someone, let's say they're listening right now, woman, man, listening right now, how does someone know, like, oh, I should I should really get tested for the BRCA2 gene, something of that nature. How can people know, like, oh, I should really, like, see my doctor? Well, is that the first step?
The first step is definitely talking to your doctor,
okay.
but also talking to your family members about your family medical history as well. I mean, it took a relative getting diagnosed in 2020 with breast cancer for it to first hit our family. And she was 40 at the time, and it was caught really early.
And that's the thing, too. Like, is there an age that you should be getting checked?
That really is all conversations to have with your doctor.
Okay.
But that was definitely a routine mammogram that caught that with that relative.
Okay.
And then there was a relative that was diagnosed at 36 years old.
Mm.
And it was a pretty serious breast cancer diagnosis. And that's when doctors thought, hang on, these are two really young women, all on the same side of the family. We need to look deeper into this.
Okay.
And that's when the BRCA2 gene was discovered. Now, if you have this gene mutation in your family, you have a certain number of days, I believe it's 180 days, that you can get tested for free. If you have the paperwork from their doctors, and that's all really easy
from
to do.
From a relative's doctor.
Especially with my chart, yes.
If that's the case.
Now, okay. I was just talking with a friend of mine at the Bucks game, in fact, when we were talking about the pink wig,
mm-hmm.
and she was telling me that she wants to go in and get tested, but she went through 23andMe, and they didn't test everything, and then she thought, well, I need to go through insurance. Now, she doesn't know if there's any kind of mutation in the family, but in that case, she was saying it wouldn't be covered. Now, there is going to be a fee if you want to go do this on your own, but I don't know what everyone's insurance is, obviously. It isn't incredibly expensive. I've been told it's only a few $100s. I know that can be a lot of money for people.
And this is for the test.
But here's what I said to this friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer would cost you more.
It would. Definitely.
It would cost you so much more. And can you really put mm-hmm. a price on peace of mind? This knowledge
Absolutely
could be
not.
Life-saving.
Right.
And she's had some cancer diagnosis in her family, but those people are not around anymore to get tested. So that's why she's trying to find that information out for herself.
That's kind of difficult.
Like, yeah.
yeah. To try
really
and do
is.
that family
so
history.
Now she's at this point where she has to go every 6 months, mammogram, 6 months later, breast MRI because of her dense breast. That was the life that I was going to be having to had if I didn't go do the preventative bilateral mastectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be imaging fatigue. That can be a lot too. So again, look at what these conversations are. Just wearing a pink wig.
Just asking questions, and I love it because you have been through this and you've done all the research and all the homework. So if people have questions,
And I don't have all the answers.
No, but you have a lot of answers.
I do. I absolutely am willing to talk to anyone that wants to chat about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to put people in contact with other women that have been through this too, whose stories are perhaps similar. And using this platform for good is something I've always been really passionate about. If you've listened to this show for any number of years, you know that. And this is really exciting to be walking around wearing the pink wig and just having these conversations and just raising awareness and advocating as well.
It's very interesting because we have coworkers here, like Sparky, our sports guy, who even said, is that your real hair?
I know this wig from Amazon actually looks like it's a
real.
Like I dyed it that way.
Yeah.
It kind of works.
It does.
Maybe I'll wear it even after the Komen Gala. Keep it on.
Maybe that's why you're in first place.
Hey.
Who knows? And how can people donate if they're looking to donate?
Good question. You can go to facebook.com/991TheMix. It's pinned right up there at the top of the page. But if you also want to just reach out and have a conversation, share your story, I'm here for you because so many women were there for me when I was going through all of my surgeries too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.